to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
This meeting is being recorded.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, your host for Keeping It Real on Purpose. This is the place where you speak to real people with real stories, with real life, all on purpose. And today we have a special guest, none other than Dr. Heather Brown. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, and because my audience knows I always mess up people's names, so I'm trying my very best. This is my new journey now, is to make the, pronounce everyone's name correctly.
Well,
so welcome to our show.
You're fortunate that my married name is Brown, because my maiden name was Mackerline, and that's pretty hard for anyone to pronounce.
Oh, I just missed that one. I love it.
You did.
Well, I have, my audience knows I have dyslexia, and sometimes I'll see the words and I'll know what they are, and it just comes out differently. And I do a good job, but I'm making my mission to do it the correct way, because I know how important people's names are to them. But thank you so much, Dr. Heather, for being here today. How do you show up in the world?
How do I show up? I show up with joy. I show up with hope. I show up with love. And I show up with a desire to adventure and to learn.
Oh, I like that. I love adventure and to learn. Are you pretty scared when you do something adventurous, like outside of your normal adventures?
I would say exhilarated.
I like it. New word.
Yeah, because I always look at the aspect of challenging myself. I mean, there may be moments. Yeah. I remember the first time I skydove, there was that little part of like, oh my gosh, I'm going to jump out of a plane. But I was also really excited to do it. So I go more so. If you look at fear and you look at anticipation, they're very close, but they
feel very close.
But they feel really different. So I go to the side of anticipation, excitement, exhilarating, because those are all empowering, and fear is a regressive feeling. And in life, I just try as much as possible to allow myself to hold on to my power and to utilize it for my good and for others' good.
Like that. I like the explanation about fear. It's more pulling you this way than it's pulling you out, you know? So I like that. Yeah, I like that. So tell us your story.
Well, in a nutshell, I was raised by a mom who was a paranoid schizophrenic, and she killed herself when I was 16. But when you're living with someone who is indeed crazy, you can see different aspects of life and reality than people who are not. And so a lot of it was hard. A lot of it was really, truthfully, magical. She was magical when she was crazy at times, and then other times it was hell. But I learned that no one really lives the same life that anybody else lives. No one can really understand anybody else completely. And having that awareness, what I realized is I need to stop trying to help people understand me. And I need to also try to connect and where we line up.
A great revelation. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's such a great revelation.
Well, and what I say to clients all the time is connection first and then conversation. Because if you connect, then whatever needs to come through, you'll figure it out. If it comes through right away. Together through communication, like we're a mess. We're a mess.
Yeah. We are. Do you ever get I know I'm always on social media, so I try to answer, you know, people come in and they DM me, and I'm always getting people asking for something, but don't know me. So I find myself saying, we haven't built a relationship. I know nothing about you. You could be asking me to do something that was totally illegal. Just because you're on a platform doesn't mean you're legal, you know? Right. And it's so important to build relationships. It takes a while for certain types, but it's so important to build relationships. Can you talk about, you know, the communication around building that relationship?
Sure. We all want to feel that we're important.
Right.
We all want to feel that we're special. Mm-hmm. We all want to feel that we have an impact on some way. And we all want to feel we're somewhat unique. And so when you don't give yourself the time to try to really get to know the other person, mm-hmm. by the nature of that, you're going to be making assumptions. And in my head, what you're saying is your path, your life, your focus is more important than me.
Uh-huh.
Neither of us is more important, but I am much more likely to want to engage with someone who also has an interest in me. What happens to me a lot is I have a lot of people reaching out and wanting me to hire them. And so the message that I get is, what would you say if I could make you $10,000 in 3 months? And then they say, well, what would you say if I could get you a client that's paying you $4,000 a month? And
they said that to me too.
When I say, I said, you don't really know what I do. I said, my focus isn't let me make a ton of money off a person. My focus is let me help those who want to walk with me to help them. And am I going to be paid? Yeah, and I'm going to be paid well. But I'm not choosing a client by a number. And so it's always interesting. And they'll come back and say, well, what do you do? And I'm thinking, why would you want to work with me if you don't know what I do?
Exactly.
People don't take the time to know enough of what you have to offer, or could I really help you? Maybe I can't. Maybe you come on my podcast and we sit down and you haven't asked me any questions and you say, so I want to talk to you about aeronautical science. And I'm going to be like, I love travel. So there's a place of being like, do I have the juice that you need? And do you
have the juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have orange juice here, but you're looking for apple juice. So I might be the wrong type of juice. I got juice.
And that's okay, because we all like different types of juice and other people like that juice.
Yeah, right.
You want to make certain that the people that you're spending time with, the people you're investing with, that you really are the best one for them, and that it's received well, or that it benefits you as well. Because there are places where you can say, I mean, it would be like if you had a friend who was a dentist and saying, you know, this would be real quick for you. Like, my filling just came out. Could you just fill it for me? And they're going to feel respected. There's a place of respecting who people are.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. That's really good. I want to say to you that right there, so it's on the hearts and minds of plenty of my clients and plenty of, you know, my podcast listeners about what you just said. I got a call today from one of my clients in like a tizzy, but she said to me, "What do you think about this?" And you know, I'm meeting with this big to do person in this big industry, and she canceled twice, 15 minutes before we're supposed to meet. So each time I have to push my meeting back and push my meeting back. Then now she's on her way and it's pushing me close to my other client. So I already canceled two other appointments. What do I do? And I said to her, and maybe you can add to this. I said, well, the question is, why would you let in you? What made you allow her to do that? That would be my question, because she could do whatever she wants. But what made you think it's okay for you to allow her to do it? She goes, oh.
Well, and what she's saying is the woman's value is higher than hers and her other client.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a big honcho. You want to work with them, but there's something not right if the big honcho has to keep pushing their times.
Right. Back. And that's what I said. I said, I would think, okay, if someone that busy, because I don't use the word busy. I think I used the word busy last time in 2003. When I found myself at my office, somebody called me and said, I'm so busy. And at the time, I was teaching myself how to stay in the moment, right? And so I'm like writing something, then I move the paper over. And then I do something, I move the paper over, and then I go, I'm not completing anything. Then I bring it back, and I suddenly caught myself. I was like, I'm not doing nothing but pushing the papers around because I'm not having enough focus to complete one project at a time. So I never say I'm busy. And people say to me all the time, I'm so busy. I wish I had 24 more, maybe three hours, more hours in a day. I was like, then what would you do with them? The same thing you're doing now with the 24 you have. So, right? Yeah. Right, Evan?
That's great. Well, and you're choosing what you're doing. So why not instead of saying I'm busy, why not just say, oh, I'm doing so much. It's really exciting. Or my life is full and thrilled right now. Oh, so many opportunities are on my plate.
It's I started saying I'm productive. And that put me in a frame of mind. Whatever, if I say I'm going to do five things, a task, and I only get to do three, I was productive because all three were complete. Whether I was busy, I would be doing pieces of all of that, you know, and nothing would be complete. So I use productive ever since 2003.
That is brilliant, though, because you're absolutely right. Busy just means I'm doing a lot. Productive means I'm successful. Oh, I'm going to steal that from you.
You can steal it.
I got from you. That's your. I got your juice.
I love it. We're having such a great conversation, ladies and gentlemen in the audience. I know that I'm loving Dr. Heather already. She'll be back, audience. She'll be back. That's the type of juice we like. So I know that Dr. Heather specializes in couples communication. We want to talk about that. So let's talk about that, Dr. Heather.
You got it. What would you like to
start wherever you want to?
Well, I'm going to go off of what we said earlier because it'll tie in. When you choose to view your relationships and when you choose to view conversations where the relationship is more important than the topic.
Ooh.
When the connection is more important than the conversation, then you stay in a place of respect. You can stay in a place of honoring and you can stay in a place of love and support.
Okay.
And so to me, if you want to have really good conversations, which we all do, there's a couple of really important, pinnacle points, which is know what it is that you're talking about and why you're talking about. You want to know what you're desiring your outcome to be. Very important. You want to know if what you're talking about is conjecture or if it's the truth as far as no, because that changes the conversation and the way you present it.
Yeah.
I always tell people, make certain that if you're going to have this conversation, that it's going to bless the relationship.
Or yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
Because if it's not, it's probably just a complaint. It's probably just a negative, you know, construct. It's not going to do any good. Mm-hmm. Then I always say, make certain you're ready to hear their response or opinion completely.
Yeah.
Or don't step in, because then it's a lecture or it's a judgment. Right. And then finally, check with them and see when it's the best time. Okay. One of the places where we really blow it in relationships is, I have a thought. I have something I'm trying to figure out. And I just barged in on you and we got to figure this out. I hate that you do blah, 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 blah. And we don't recognize that we've been thinking about it and processing it for a while. Our partner might have no idea. So we kind of slam them with the topic. They're left with egg on their face thinking, I didn't know we were going to talk about this. So you want to make certain that the person is accessible and available. If you say, let me know when you're free, then they come to you and say, this is a great time for me. Now it's an invitation for the conversation.
Mm.
And it's going to go a whole lot better. We don't do that. We just shove our way in whenever we want to say something and start complaining or whatever. And it's not received well. And then another really huge piece is to realize, when you get a pushback, when you get a negativity, when you get resistance, when you get anything that doesn't feel good energetically, if you let yourself react to it, you're dropping down to that other person's emotional state. You already don't like it because it doesn't feel good coming at you. So it's important to realize, okay, something's not going here. You're not quite happy with who I am or what I'm saying or what have you.
Right, right.
You'd like this to be different. And so you're in this uncomfortable negative place. If you can realize they're wanting it different versus they're fighting you.
Yeah.
If you like the shove, the reason for the resistance is truly because what you're talking about or you are really important. We obliterate it and we think, because you're mad at me, I'm not important. No, because you're mad at me, I am important.
Right.
But we're having a hard time here. Then below the anger, you'll be able to see that it all comes down to fear and love. You know, you've either hurt me or I'm fearful. And so how do we cultivate more connection there? How cultivate more safety there?
Mm-hmm,
so
you can have
a conversation.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you know that we all, we weren't taught how to communicate effectively.
Isn't it silly? Like, we're taught
it's
so much
the silliest stuff thing ever.
Not taught communication.
Yeah, we know how to use in school. We know how to use a needle and thread, but we don't know how to talk to one another.
Well, and we know how to use our mouth. We know how to use our mouth really well.
Yeah.
But we mouth wisely.
Right. So most of the times, we're always listening to answer or to respond. And we're not really listening. We're looking for that, I guess, that space to kind of like just go in, like, you know, how do we change that around? You know, if we don't have somebody like you, how do we change it around about ourselves?
Well, it's a great awareness to even ask that question. So like, my hat is off to you for that. It's a discipline.
Okay.
And it's also an awareness.
Okay.
If you're speaking to me and you're telling me something that's important to you, and I decide that I'm going to start to figure out what I'm going to say in rebuttal or in response, I'm really not giving you my full attention or the full experience that I can.
Yeah.
If I'm not wanting you to do the same thing with me, then I really need to be offering more of you. And also what happens is, so let's say I listen to 8 words out of the 15 words that you say. Gotcha. Now I start to think of, okay, this is how I'm going to respond. Da, 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 da. I have now decided where our conversation's going to go.
Right. Right.
And maybe those next 10 words coming out of your mouth would have possibly taken it somewhere else.
Yeah.
So if you don't wait for someone to complete their thought, you mm-hmm. don't really know what it is that they're expressing or where it is they want you to respond. So it truly is a place of respect for the person that you're with and yourself. How many times have you jumped in on somebody and they said, no, that wasn't what I was saying. Listen to me. No, I'm not talking about that. And you pull back and let them, which is such a silly thing because they had the floor to begin with. And you're like, okay, I'm sorry. But it shows I wasn't caring enough about what it was you were trying to express.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
and I think I had most of the time that was with my children. Like I would be very attentive at work because that meant I was missing something. You know, I had to get direction or whatever. And, you know, the style to kind of stay out of harm's way. But I think with my children, because the old adage was in my subconscious when I was raising my children, children should be seen and not heard. And the other one was obey your elders, you know, honor your elders. And really having a conversation is really not, you know, is giving them honor. It's even giving yourself honor, like you said, and them honor. So I had to get out of, I had to really try hard because I had to reprogram a lot of thoughts in there, you know, and I had to really give in to like, you know, okay, I gotta literally take my tongue like and put it between my teeth and sit there and listen. You know, it was really, totally conscious and totally like strategic, like to listen.
My son was an instigator. I love him. Amazing, powerful guy. But he was a big time instigator. And he would say something in my office. He would call up from her bedroom, don't bite. I sit with him like this.
My mother used to do that. She said she'd do that with me too. It's like she'd cover her mouth. Like, because I would be laughing. She'd be laughing
and
at me.
He would tease me. He's like, oh, so you're covering your mouth now? I'd be like, and I would wait till he was done, just patiently listen to his whole story. And then I'd say, before I responded with anything, I'd just say, is there anything that you would like to take back from what you said, my son? He'd be like, yeah, hold on, all this stuff back. And then stopped having that conversation because he realized him going off in ways that was, you know, just poking at me. It wasn't going to come out. And it was really good knowledge to have that you don't have to bite. You don't have to bite, even though it's out there and it's easy and you want to. Don't have to. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that part of, you know, communication. That's really great education for my audience. And I appreciate that. So what's going on in your near future and on the horizon?
Well, it is a very productive and exciting. So I do workshops on Zoom.
Okay.
I do them the second Thursday of every month and it's open to anybody who wants to join on different topics. Obviously, I'm seeing clients with coaching and psychotherapy. I'm in the final editing stages of my book,
which is
on conscious communication for couples. And I'm about three quarters through a book on anxiety. And so both of those will be coming out either the end of this year or the beginning of 24. And so it's and I'm auditioning for TEDx's at the same time too. So there's a lot of things ahead, which is just really exciting. And it's fun for me.
Yeah.
I'm 59, my kids are grown, I'm a widow. So it's fun to use this time of my life just to see how I can reach out and support and care for people beyond what I've done so far with the one-on-one in my office.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So super active on TikTok and doing lots of things on social media. So it's just really fun, and really stretching me a lot, which is great.
Yes, good. Well, I'm excited for your new books. And I hope to get a copy of them soon. So you'll be back on the show. We could talk about them again, because I really like how you show up in the world. I really like what you're doing in the world, in your slice of the world, because the world does need your type of juice. So how can our audience find you, your juice? How can the audience find your juice?
You got it. The easiest place is probably my site. So it's www.drheatherbrowne.com. So Dr. Heather Brown. And on there, you'll see my blog. You'll see my newsletter, which I send out weekly. There's gifts. There's my social media. You'll find pretty much everything you need. My workshops, all of that. But if your audience has questions or you want any little gifts, go to my website. You'll see my freebie when you jump on self-love. And I'm happy to answer questions in any way that I can, if I can support somebody in that way.
Awesome. 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 Well, audience, you heard where to find her. Dr. Heather Brown with an E. Now, no, with an E.com. And you can go there. There's a freebie. So go get the freebie, ladies and gentlemen. And I have one more question for you, Heather.
Yes.
What is it you can give? What empowering words that you can give to my audience?
The one that I think to me is the most important for me in life is to remember that capturing your joy is something that's vital and beautiful and something that's up to you to do fully, and living a life where you let yourself stay in a place as often as possible of joy, of awe, of your inner child feeling loved and adored is a really precious place to be.
Nice. Well, we thank you so much. This brings us to the end of our show. We thank you, Dr. Heather Brown, for being here talking about couples communication. We love it. And we thank you. Audience, thank you for being here. You could be anywhere else, but you're here with us today. And if you're looking for me, you know where to find me, EJW Coaching, everywhere on social media. Thank you so much for being here. And this is Edna White and my esteemed guest, Dr. Heather Brown, saying goodbye for now.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.